Hello, and welcome to another exciting edition of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Suber. She's a career counselor, motivational speaker, as well as life coach. So sit back, prepare to be entertained as well as informed. And without further ado, ladies and gentlemen, LaShawn Suber.
Happy hump day. Welcome to Superstar Radio with your host, me, LaShawn Suber. And of course, I'm broadcasting live from the famous Somerset Studios. I am so excited to be here. When that music come on, you guys, I just get so pumped up and so excited because it's so just like upbeat and it's a winning type of song. So I'm just excited about that. Without further ado, I'd like to welcome our beautiful program director, Brittany Thomas Suber. She's responsible for our social media. I get our guests, our topics on the show, and she's also a superstar reporter. So, hey, Britt.
Hi. Good evening and happy hump day to everyone.
Yes, yes. So, Brittany will be on the line with us as well. I'm so excited for the show, you guys. This is going to be a great show. So, how is everyone's week? What's going on? What's on your weekend plans? We know that Thanksgiving is coming up and people are starting to cook. And no, I don't cook, but that's okay. But I do fund the holiday. So we're so excited about the holiday coming up and having a couple days off next week. So just a quick information on Superstar Entertainment. Was established and founded by Jeffrey Suber in 2000. He's the founder, the CEO, producer, and DJ. And with Superstar Entertainment, of course, we have two outstanding DJs that we manage. We manage DJ Out of Control and DJ Breezy. We have two talented vocalists, Jen, and a musician who plays the keyboards, bass, drums. His name is Twan Green in the Galaxy Band. So, you guys, we have two band rehearsals during the week. It's on Mondays and Wednesdays. But today, we kind of canceled band rehearsal, which is good because it's kind of rainy outside. So stay tuned, more about the Superstar Entertainment and what we have going on. So next on our list is the scripture of the week. And this has really hit home because this is outstanding. My Helen Wade sends these scriptures out every day. If you would like scriptures, just email me at superstarent@yahoo.com because she sends these wonderful scriptures out. And this was sent out a couple days ago, but I had to say this today. So the scripture is, if your name isn't God, their opinion doesn't matter, and their approval isn't needed. I thought that was very fitting for today's times because we are so fixed on people's opinions and people's approval. If his name isn't God, it shouldn't matter. So I'd like to say thank you so much for that. Celebrations, anniversary, birthdays. You know, here on the Superstar Radio, we celebrate birthdays, anniversaries. Anything that you're celebrating, we would like to celebrate with you. We would like to rejoice with you. I know Thanksgiving is coming up, so I'd like to say happy Thanksgiving to you and yours. I hope you are very thankful for what has happened in your life, what has happened this year. So I think that's outstanding. So do we have any birthdays, anniversaries, celebrations that we're celebrating that we would like to, talk about? If so, just hit number one. I can bring you on the radio, and we can go about that and talk about that. So any questions, concerns, or anything. So this is a special occasion. So we have a special guest tonight. Her name is Angela G. Solomon, Esquire. So I'm going to read you her bio. So known as the Be Your Own Boss expert, Angela G. Solomon helps women entrepreneurs develop strong communication skills so they can make connections, earn trust, and build the influence they need to have a profitable and successful business. A business owner herself for over 15 years, Angela and her husband have been featured in Success From Home magazine and in Washington Life magazine. She has also been a judge on NBC's hit television show, The Celebrity Apprentice, twice. in 2009 and 2011. A former business law attorney, Angela loved working with passionate entrepreneurs to help them implement and legally protect their vision. She stopped practicing law 15 years ago to become a full-time mom and entrepreneur herself. Angela is the founder of Attract Success, a marketing communication consulting firm that helps women entrepreneurs go from socially awkward to seriously awesome at selling their stuff. Through individual and group programs, women discover how to speak about themselves and their businesses with confidence and charisma. After working with Angela, you will impress and influence clients and colleagues with your powerful presence and marketing messages in person and in print. Angela graduated from University of Michigan Ann Arbor with a Bachelor of Business Administration. After working in corporate America for 3 years, she attended the George Washington University National Law Center, where she earned her Juris Doctor. Her law practice concentrated on business and corporate law. Angela is married and has 3 teenage sons. She enjoys reading fiction novels, traveling, and spending time with her family. So without further ado, please welcome Angela G. Goodlow Solomon, Esquire. Hey, Angela, how are you?
Hi, LaShawn. Thank you so much for having me on your program this evening. It is such an honor and a privilege to be able to talk to you and your listeners on this evening's call.
Great. You've done a lot. Oh, my gosh, you've been featured on The Celebrity Apprentice. And how was that? You actually met Donald Trump, right?
I did. I met Donald Trump. We actually took a picture together. It's not like we had time for a lot of conversation because there are a lot of people taking pictures. But I did have my picture taken with Mr. Trump way back before he decided to run for office. Yes.
He was a different person back then. Let's put it that way. Right. you are referred to as a Be Your Own Boss expert. How did you get that name?
Well, sometimes in life, what I found is that you have to give your own self a name. Like I gave myself that expert name, but it was really based on the experience that I have and the passion that I have for helping women succeed in business, because I do believe that every woman should have a money-making business so that they don't have to depend on any government, any relationship, or any boss. Because all of those three things are out of your control, and when crazy happens, as crazy does, we all need to be able to take care of ourselves no matter what. So I gave myself the name to Be Your Own Boss Expert, because that really is my passion, just trying to make sure that every woman who wants one, everyone should want one, but every woman who does want a money-making business, I like to help them achieve that goal.
Okay. And why are you so passionate about helping women entrepreneurs succeed? What's that passion about?
Well, like I just said, I feel like a lot of times women, we put ourselves in situations that we may feel stuck, or there are sometimes when we may not like our job, we may not like our boss, we may not like our significant other. You know, the government subsidy may not be enough to allow you to live the lifestyle that you believe you deserve. And so I just believe that I'm passionate about women being able to make their own choices, make the choices that are best for them. And the way you're able to do that and to say no to any situation that does not serve you is to be financially independent. And you can do that through being your own boss.
Okay. So this is interesting. So you quit practicing law to become a full-time entrepreneur. Wow. Why and what challenges did you face because of your decision? That was a very quick, you went to law school, you have a law degree, and you said, you know what, I want to do something different. So how did that come about? And again, what challenges did you face in doing that?
That's a great question. So I really feel like
I made my decision to leave the practice of law. It was supposed to be a temporary decision. I intended to just come home. I had a one-year-old son at the time, and I intended to leave the law firm practice because I was working like 50 hours a week, and that really wasn't the type of mother and lifestyle that I wanted to, that I envisioned for my life, especially being that my mother, the women, the generation right before us, they were the women's lib generation, like the 60s, the 70s. These women were breaking the mold because their mothers mostly were homemakers, stay-at-home moms. And then the generation before us, our parents, our mothers, were the ones who were able to go out, get jobs. They had a little bit more freedom. They weren't necessarily tied to the house. And so I feel like my mother took it all the way to the extreme. She went back to school. She, you know, had a full career. And she didn't really spend the time that I would have wanted with her. So I felt like I missed out on a lot of mommy moments. And so to heal my own mama drama, I wanted to not do that. I decided early on that I would not put my career before my family. And then I was working at the law firm, and I felt like, wow, here I am doing exactly what I said I was not going to do. So thankfully, you know, my husband has a business that allowed me to be able to come home and spend that time with my one son at the time. And I intended to go back to the practice of law when he went to school, when he went to kindergarten. But in the meantime, I had twins, and I was just like, you know what, all bets are off. Here I am with these guys, and, you know, that was, 17 years ago.
Wow. Okay. And so I'm curious. So your bio says you help women go from socially awkward to socially awesome at selling stuff. How do you do that? And how did you, that was kind of cool how you put that together. So how do you do that?
Well, I appreciate the compliment because that's exactly what I do for my clients. I help them put words together and describe what they do so that people will want to buy their stuff. So what I really am is a communication strategist. And the talents that I learned from just being an entrepreneur, having my own network marketing business. Network marketing is a very tough business where you're, you know, having to kind of sell your wares. But also in law school, the reading and the writing. So I have a passion for writing. I have a passion for words. And I have seen so many times, even myself, you know, networking events can be very awkward for a lot of people. A lot of people despise them. People are very uncomfortable having to network. But if you are an entrepreneur, you have to network. People have to know about what you do in order for you to make money. So networking is a necessary evil. And so it's important for you to be able to say what you do in a very cohesive and at least intriguing way for people to want to inquire more about your business and what you do. And so that's what I actually help my clients. I help my clients formulate a captivating elevator pitch. I help my clients put together copy, the words for their website, their marketing materials. I also help my clients with the sales conversations. After somebody is haven't had their interest peaked, they have questions for you as an entrepreneur, you need to be able to close them. What do you say to close somebody? Not like, I mean, how do you ask the question? Some people are afraid to ask for the sale. And so, you know, you wind up leaving money on the table. So I really, really have a program that walks my client all the way from start to sale in terms of the communication piece.
Okay. And it's always great to have, you mentioned elevator pitch. And I use in HR, we say the elevator speech. So it's always good to have a little quick, you know, couple words about you because you are your biggest brand. So tell us a client success story. How did you help them and what were the results they received from working with you? So if a person, Angela, is coming and say, you know what, I have an idea. Of course, I've been praying about it. I've been thinking about it for years. I'm just so scared. You know, I know that was a couple of questions that I asked, but, you know, to step out on faith and because they have this great, their dream, because a lot of people don't want to work for someone all their lives. So what would you say to that person if they come in just so scared, like, here's my plan. I have it. I've been going over for years, but I'm just so afraid. What would you tell that client?
I would say that fear is normal, right? the most successful people are still afraid. They feel everybody feels fear, but the successful people are able to feel the fear and do it anyway. So I would say that if you have a passion in your heart and if you have an idea, you have to pursue it, because what you don't want to do is look up 15 years from now and have regret, because time is going to pass anyway, and you may as well do it. Who else better to do it than you? I mean, God put it in your heart, put it in your mind for a reason, and you have to execute it. And so I would also suggest that they hire a coach. Hire, or at least, you know, get with some type of mastermind group, get with some type of network, somebody that has a like mind, so that they can be an accountability partner to make sure that this idea gets out into the world, because we are our own worst enemy. We will have, you know, that little voice in your mind will start to creep in and tell you all kind of negative things. It will cause you to have all kind of self-doubt, and you will talk yourself right out of taking any action toward your dream. So I think it's very important to get a support system early, get a coach if you can afford one, to find some friends that are also trying to do bigger and better things, and all those things will help you to realize your dream.
Okay, all right. You faded out a little bit with your kind of moving a little bit. Were you moving around? Because you kind of faded in and out with what you're saying.
Oh, I'm so sorry about that. I had a text come in, kind of interrupted the flow.
Okay. All right. You sound, now I can hear you much better, much better. So you also recently started a business called Mom Get a Life. And as I was doing research, you know, I always do research on all the guests. And so I pulled up your website, and very nice website, by the way. We're going to give you that information. So tell us about this business, and where did it come from?
Okay, well, this is so great, because this is really, really, you know, educational for me, and it may also provide some insight to your listeners. So Mom Get a Life came out of an idea that I had just from our, like, the best businesses, the business ideas you have come from your own life experience, right? Because you are able to identify a problem and say, hey, you know, there should be a solution to this. And so the problem that I saw, which caused me to start Mom Get a Life, is that, you know, I've been home with my kids for, you know, 17 years. And my kids, you know, have been my whole everything. Like, their whole life is my life. Like, their social life is my life. Going to games, going to school, volunteering at school. I mean, everything, when I wasn't with them or doing something with them, I mean, I was just at home. And so, you know, I have other friends. I'm also in some other organizations and stuff. But I was like, wow, you know, it would be so cool to have a group of moms who are going through these same emotions, where you're, you know, you're happy, but you're sad. You're happy that your kids are growing up and, you know, going to do great things at their next level. But then again, you're sad because it's going to be a void that they leave. I mean, you know, it's an interesting period. It's like joy and pain all at the same time. And so I was like, how cool will it be to get a group of other moms who are, you know, maybe experiencing the same feelings, want to reconnect with other women who are similarly situated, who want to have a social event, I mean, social calendar events at their fingertips that they don't want to have to plan themselves, and also have like an instant group of girlfriends to hang out with and have fun. And so, boom, I decided to start Mom Get a Life. And so I've had three events now. And it's been great, and it's been a great entrepreneurial journey. And it's so funny because I had an event last month. We had a book club event, and we read the book Queen Sugar, which is the book that the television show on OWN Network is based. And so I reached out to the author of Queen Sugar. Her name is Natalie Bazile, and she was supposed to be calling into my book club. Right. How awesome is that? Because, see, Mom Get a Life is about experiences. So all the events that I plan, they're not just events, right? They're going to be extra. It's going to be something that you would not do yourself. And so that was the big thing about this event. It wasn't just a regular book club. It was a book club where we had the author, this famous author who knows Oprah, been to Oprah's house, whose book was made into a show on Oprah's TV network, was calling into my book club. So for some reason, well, she told me the reason, but she forgot to call into my book club. And oh my God, if that did not take the wind out of my sail. Like, I was just so depressed because that was like the big promise that I made to the people who came to my event. And so the author sent me an email 12:30 that evening and was like, I'm so sorry, and, you know, gave me her reason why she was sorry. But she was open to, you know, rescheduling at another date. But we're not going to meet again until January. But as an entrepreneur, these are the kind of things that you're going to go through, and these are the kind of things that will take the wind right out of your sail. And the great part about it is, so I was kind of like, you know, let me shift. Because as entrepreneurs, when you start something, you got to be able to shift and, you know, with what's going on. And I was like, what I really need to do is kind of pull back. I need to build some community, you know, kind of regroup and get, because all the events I've had has been different people. So I want to get my numbers up. I felt like I can build some cohesiveness with this group. So I was like, I'm just canceling my December event. So I canceled the December event. I called the speaker and was like, you know what, let's do it in the spring. And really and truly, I was just kind of almost halfway done with Mom Get a Life. After my beautiful website, after so much momentum, and so many people love it. So many people love the concept. And I got so much encouragement. But that one thing was kind of knocking me out the box and filling me with a lot of self-doubt about it. And so it was so funny. Just this evening, I was in the car with my girlfriends. We were at a networking event, you know, about an hour ago. We all rode together. They were driving me home so I can be on this call. And one of my girlfriends was like, Angela, what about Mom Get a Life? Like, what are we doing? I was like, oh, I'm over that. They were like, what? You cannot be over that. You got to do this. We love the idea. We can't wait for the next event. We this and that. And so now I'm kind of excited about it again. I'm like, wow. And that's what I was just saying to the question you asked me before, is that it's so important as an entrepreneur for you to find a support group. If you have a dream and you have an idea, you're going to be riding this emotional roller coaster, right? So I was like at the bottom on this after the lady didn't call into my book club. I was like, oh, my God, this is awful. And then, like, tonight, because my girlfriends were like, Angela, we'll help you. What do you need us to do? This is a great idea. You can't let this go. You got to push forward. It's so important to have a support group when you are trying to do whatever you're trying to do. You gotta have some support, because that'll, you know, prop you up in those times where you question yourself. So.
Exactly. Like, you know, I had technical difficulties a couple weeks ago, and I was just through too. I was like, oh my gosh, this is crazy. I can't be a radio host with all these technical issues. And then I got a new computer at work. I was using my work computer. Then I was using Jeff's computer. It was just really crazy. And I had some crazy issues. Jeff decided to get his computer wiped down today. And he forgot I had my show. We turned on his computer tonight. It didn't recognize our internet. I'm freaking out right before the show. So, yeah. It takes a lot, but then you have your dream, you have this drive, you're like, dang, I got this in me, I got the tools, I got the experience, you know, let me try this again, because I was like, oh my gosh, not again, all these technical difficulties, because I was embarrassed, you know, I'm telling all these people, hey, you know, call into my show, Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Super, yay, woo, no one can hear me, so,
right.
Get what you're saying, but I think your concept for Mom Get Life is wonderful, because you're right. What do you do after your kids go to college, or you got these teenagers who, you know, don't want that, it's independent, you know, and then you're looking all crazy like, your husband may do some things, or you may not have a significant other, and what do? You just sit, and you're still young. That's the thing. You're still young.
Right.
Different. So I think it's great that you're doing that, and you're right. You know, you're building a community of, you know, women like yourself that's going to be loyal and come to every event, or it may be so many people that, you know, this person may not can make it, but you got two more over here that can make it as well, so you can have a fantastic event. So it takes
right.
a lot. My hat is off to all entrepreneurs. So. If we have any entrepreneurs on the call, my hat goes off to you, because I think it's really, really hard, but it's really, really rewarding at the end of the day to do that. So, Angela, since now I'm so glad that you're starting, I mean, you're keeping up with Mom Get a Life. So tell us, like, is it only in your area, What do you need to do? Is there a cost associated with that? Like, what do you get?
So Mom Get a Life is a membership community of women. So at this point, it's just in my local area, but I would love for it to be a nationwide organization like Mocha Moms or like, you know, Jack and Jill or, you know, any sorority. They have chapters nationwide and even internationally. So I believe that there are mothers nationwide and internationally that are, you know, going to be empty nesters or have teenagers and, you know, need to get a life so they can get out of their teenager's business all the time. So,
right.
Yeah, I would love to. Right now it's just in the, I live in the Washington, D.C. area, and that's where it is. But, you know, if you want to start one in Michigan where you are, let's do it. If you know somebody in California that wants to start one, let's do it. So my plan is to actually lay the framework down for this membership community because, okay, so the members, at this point we're taking charter members. Charter members have a yearly membership fee that they pay. They pay an upfront fee for the whole year, but at every monthly event, they pay a base price that's a lot cheaper than people who are not members. Also, there are several membership benefits, benefits to being a member. Our book club, we just had, you know, the events right now are open, but come 2018, that book club is going to be just for members only. We have girlfriend chats on Sunday nights that are just for members only. So if there are people that just want to engage with Mom Get a Life and our members at our monthly social events, those are open to the public. Anybody can come. They're really events for you to come and see if you like our vibe, see if you like the women that are, you know, at the events. That's great. If you want to engage with us on a weekly basis on our girlfriend chats or participate in our book club or get some discounts at some local merchants that we've established, then you get the benefits of membership. Also get, you know, a discount on the monthly events as well. So there are benefits to being a member, but you don't really have to be a member to have fun with our Mom Get a Life moms.
Okay, good. Now, do we have any questions before we go on with Angela? If you have any questions about, you know, entrepreneurship, if you're looking to start a business, how do you maintain your business? You know, let's ask these questions. This is a platform for all of us to kind of learn, because I think we all have some type of entrepreneur spirit inside of us. So that's why Superstar Radio came out of Superstar Entertainment, because it's just important. You should have your own. You should have your own type of business. And we're teaching our children, especially, you know, the DJs that we have, that this can be a lucrative business and how to run your business. So I think that's really, really great. And Angela, the Mom Get a Life is almost like, you know, because a lot, it's almost like sorority life, you know. And I think it's great because everybody wants to be a part of something, you know, that's bigger than themselves. And some people may not want to be entrepreneurs, but want to participate and say, hey, I have this, and I'm pretty sure you guys gonna have like trips and T-shirts and, you know, community services and, you know, all that kind of great stuff. And when people are a part of something, I think it's wonderful because it gets you in the mind frame that your life is not over and get a life, right?
Mm-hmm.
So to my callers, if you want to ask Angela a question, you can just press number one on your phone and I can bring you on the line. Because I'm pretty sure people have big plans for 2018. I know I certainly do. Our 2018 is already packed. Oh, my gosh. It hasn't even started yet. So I think that's great. So I know you mentioned charisma. How did you get charisma? Are you born with it? Do you learn it? What exactly is charisma for entrepreneurs?
Well, charisma for everybody, including entrepreneurs. People, a lot of people think you're born with it. I know my grandfather used to say, you know, he had personal magnetism, and there are some people who are just naturally charismatic. But charisma is something that you can learn as well. It has a lot to do with body language. It has a lot to do with, you know, the vibe that you bring to the room. There are some people, I'm sure you know people, that you could just feel their presence when they come in. You just, they don't have to say a word, but you can just, you know, kind of feel their vibe when they enter the space. That's charisma. There are some people that, you know, everybody loves. You don't know why everybody likes them, but they are charismatic. It may be a smile. It may, a lot of, like I said, a lot of it is nonverbal communication. A lot of it is body language. And I'm so fascinated. I study body language. And it's kind of like a blessing and a curse, because now, because I know so much about body language, I'm always reading people. And sometimes, you know, people are giving off some bad body language. And then after I get a reading on them, then I don't like them myself anymore. So it's kind of bad. Because I'm like, you know, I'm like, I wish you didn't do that, because now I'm like seeing a different part of you that you not really want me to see. And, you know, so, yeah, but you can definitely learn to be more charismatic. And I think everybody, especially as an entrepreneur, is so important, because people buy and do business with people they know, like cardinal rule number one of marketing, right? So you have to be more likable. So it's important that you become charismatic if you aren't already.
And you also have to be friendly and outgoing and talk to people, because these people are, you're asking for some type of service or something. So you have to be friendly. You have to be out there. But what I find interesting now is because now we're in the social media age, right? So now you can market your own self, but you have to be careful too, because people can give you views on all the social media sites, right? So a long time ago, we didn't have the social media. Now people get reviews. Oh my gosh, don't do business with X, Y, and Z. Make sure, because they're too high, or watch out for this person, and they put your picture on the social media. So now, but it's like you said, it can be a blessing and a curse with social media, because you're out there now. You're just really out there, and people are out there with like videos and different things like that to market their business a little bit more with that. So it's interesting that you say about body language, because you can hear people say one thing and then their body language is something else, and you get like, okay, you're not really meaning that. Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, so I'll give you a real life example, and it kind of really hurt my feelings, but I'm glad that, you know, I kind of saw the person for what they were. So one of my friends who I thought was my friend, more like a business friend. So, you know, I went over to say hello to her, and she's like, hey. And so we said, hey, and I kind of felt that, you know, and then she, like, turned her head the other way while I'm still standing there. And so that was I was just like, oh, for real? That's what you're doing? So that just let me know that whatever friendship we had was like a phony situation, and so I'm just done. And so I'm glad that, you know, that happened, but I'm also, you know, like, I'm glad that I understand body language, and I'm always watching, I'm always reading, because it fits my person. I'm like an analyzer anyway, so I'm always analyzing, but that just extra layer of information reading that I get on people, like I said, is a blessing and a curse. So minus one friend, but I'd rather have a few great friends than 100 phony ones.
Exactly. She was probably just kind of hating a little bit.
I don't know.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah.
Next.
Yeah. She was kind of hating. So, Angela, if people want to connect with you, can you give us all your connections, all your social media?
Okay, I'm on all the social media platforms. Not all of them. I'm on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. They are all the same. Angela, G as in green, Solomon, all O's like the Bible. Angela G. Solomon, like King Solomon in the Bible, on all of those platforms.
Okay. We have any questions for Angela? I want to open it up to the floor. If you want to have a question about starting a business or just want to talk to Angela and connect with her, you can.
I actually have a question here, son. Angela, it was so nice listening to you today. I'm so excited about hearing all this great stuff that you were talking about. And, you know, I kind of have some questions for you. And this is Brittany again, the program director.
Hi.
So I really wasn't blessed with the DJ gift, but I was blessed with another gift, and that gift is cooking. If anybody knows me, they know I throw down in the kitchen. And I've always wanted to start making a business selling desserts. Like, I'm really passionate about baking and all the different types of desserts. But I've always you know, not starting getting going because it's like I don't have time or I don't know how to really get it started. What advice do you have for somebody who just doesn't know how to just get going?
Well, the great thing is you've already got going because you're ahead of a lot of people because a lot of people don't even know what they want to do. So you are already in touch with your passion. You love to cook. And so what I would recommend is to just go out there and promote what it is, whatever service you want to provide. If you want to make cupcakes, if you want to bake cakes, if you want to, you know, do a whole Thanksgiving dinner, you need to put some business cards together and go out and promote your stuff. Go to find some networking events in the area. It was interesting because I was just thinking, I heard about a networking event in your area that was pretty much nationwide. But anyway, just find some networking events, put some business cards together, call me so we can work on your elevator pitch so that you are saying just enough, not too much, just enough to pique some interest so that people can call you after the event. You can connect, tell them some more information about what you have, put together, you know, some flyers of whatever service you want to provide, whatever food you want to make for people. Maybe you want to be a personal chef. Maybe, you know, like I said, you just want to make cupcakes. Maybe you want to do platters for parties. However you want to niche it. Figure out, you know, what service you want to provide, who you want to provide it to. Get your elevator pitch going. Get your business card together and get out there and tell the world that you are open for business.
Oh, wow. Thank you so much.
Thank you for the question.
It's funny, Angela, because, you know, we got Breezy and we have DJ out of control. And Brittany's like, what do I do? I can't DJ. I can't sing. What can I do in the business? So she really wanted to have something that it was hers. You know, all the rest of the supers got their own little niche. And Brittany does. She does bake wonderfully. It's something that I will have to stay away from because it's too tempting. So it is wonderful. So we've been talking about that a little bit for that. So Angela, oh my gosh. So for those of you who don't know, Angela is my sister. I should say my little sister, younger sister. And she's my younger sister and I love her dearly. And I'm so proud of you for your entrepreneurship spirit. And to always, you're always finding new beginnings, and I love that about you. You're always thinking, you're always saying, "Hey, you reinvent yourself all the time with different things going on, and it's relevant to our society." So I'm so proud of you. So whatever I can do for Mom, get a life. I would support you in that endeavor as well. And
sister, I appreciate that. I love you. You're the best.
you are so welcome. And so it's interesting because Angela is in another sorority, different from Sigma Gamma Rho. She's a Delta Sigma Theta. And it's interesting because we still have Greek love for each other anyway. But
absolutely.
Absolutely, exactly. So we would like to thank you so much, Angela, for being a part of Superstar Radio. And so we're going to hopefully in the future, like 2018, have some live shows. So whenever you, you know, come to town and you want to hang out, you know, with your brothers and your sisters, and maybe you can have a live show around that. So I'm working on that so women can actually see you and kind of get your vibe and your feeling and different things like that to one of our live shows. So that would be really, really great. So thank you so much for that.
Thank you for having me. I would love, love, love to participate with Superstar Entertainment in any opportunity that was presented. So thank you so much for having
me
on tonight.
Thank you. Thank you. And just to let my listeners know that there is no show next week. It's Thanksgiving. So no show for next week, but we'll be back on the week after next. And we're going to have a fabulous, the topic is going to be relationships. It can be, you know, relationship with your mom, your dad, your significant other. We're just going to talk about relationships. But right now I added I know we have 5 minutes left, but I added a short something else to my format, and it's called Ask the Recruiter. I get questions asked all the time, day in, day out. So I want to make sure I get a question in on the radio show. And the question is, I got this week, that was emailed to me by one of my friends. What is the best interview attire to wear to an interview? I'm an HR professional. Interviewing and employment is my life. This is part of my passion. You always want to dress to impress, black suit, blue suit, men, shirt and tie. Women, please wear stockings or hose. You can wear skirts or pantsuits, women, to the interview. Make sure your makeup is moderate, your jewelry is moderate, you have neat hair, manicured nails, polished shoes, and think of your attire as your visual resume. This is what employers are going to see when they see you. So you want to put your best foot forward. So that was Ask the Recruiter. Every week we're going to have a different question about different things about resumes, preparing for the interview. We're going into 2018, so that's when employers are actually starting to actually look at employees to hire for the new year. Usually after November 15th, 17th, all the employers usually go on vacation and they don't care about hiring into the 2018. But we care, so we're going to get you prepared for that. So, Brittany, you have any last-minute information you wanted to give?
The next show is canceled, so don't tune in next week for the holidays. I really don't have any other announcements this week.
Okay. And so real quick, the events that's going around town right now, we have on 11/16, the 27 Light Fest at Merriman in Livonia. On 11/17, we have the 14th Annual Tree Lighting in Campus Martius Park. Woo, woo. It's Christmas time, you guys. 11/18 is the Wildlife at the Zoo. You may want to take your little ones there. 11/24, I wouldn't mind doing this, is a BYOB Christmas Light Trolley around Detroit. Isn't that crazy? So you get on this trolley, and you're looking at the Christmas lights, and it's BYOB. So you dress warm, but with your BYOB, you're not going to get cold. Isn't that kind of cool? Because you got you're drinking while you're driving around Detroit. So I think that's real cool. So for more information, if you'd like to be a guest on the show or have any topics, please email me or call me. The Superstar number is 248-506-1272. The call-in number to tell all your friends and family is 646-564-9995. My email address is superstarent@yahoo.com or superstar1@yahoo.com. Angela, thank you so much. I love you for being a guest on my show. I want to thank all my loyal listeners. I love you guys, too. This has been great. Thank you so much. And please have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and we'll see you back here in 2 weeks. Love you guys. Take care. Bye.
Love you. Bye. Thanks. Bye.
We hope you enjoyed another exciting episode of Superstar Radio with your host, LaShawn Subra. Please tune in each and every Wednesday, 8:30 p.m., for more great topics and exciting guests. The number, 646-564-9995. For information for Superstar Entertainment or LaShawn Subra, please call us directly at 248-506-1272. Or email us at superstarent@yahoo.com.
Superstar Productions.